RWB 49, we're standing by. WFHM 738, you're up this morning. WRWB 49. WFHF 567, you're up this morning. Negative copy on WFHM 738 and WFHF 567. This is WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
WRWB 489, WFHM 738.
Yeah, good morning. WRWB 49.
Yep, good morning. So I found a piece of coax downstairs and I soldered up a couple of silver PL-259s on it, prepped up the coax and dropped it off to Sam. So he's just about all set. So whenever he gets his radio he bought, he's all set. He's ready to go. He'll probably put that antenna up today.
Well, I gotta get that piece of mass pipe and run it over there.
Oh, he's still missing that, eh? Okay. Well, he's almost ready.
Yeah, I gotta get the piece over to him, and then that'll be it.
Okay. Cool. I forgot about he's missing the mast. I didn't think about that one.
Yep, that's the only piece of the puzzle. But I'll get it to him.
Buy 250-foot spools for like $170 or something 20 years ago.
I know it, you know. Now I can see why people want top dollar for used coax or old paint on it.
Yeah, Yeah, I remember looking for coax like last year, and I was saying the same thing. I got fed up trying to find it, like nobody's selling it at a good price, and it's like, wow, what happened?
I know it. Well, I got lucky that one year, somebody gave me a roll of Archer coax for like 100 feet of it. You know, they didn't want it. They're like, oh, here, you know, take it.
Yeah, well, that's one thing, but this high frequency stuff, it's just a big story.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Archer is running the mill, I mean, but for what it is, I mean, I'm not going to pass it up. I mean, it's brand new school with the ends already on it. So, like, yeah, I'll take it. They're just going to throw it out.
Yeah, but I mean, a 99-13 good for UHF and Ultraflex LMR 400, you know, it's different than the 3 megahertz RG8.
Yeah, I understand that, but, I mean, you know, coax nowadays, it's like, man, it's like gold.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, so it's a place in Ohio. I don't know if this is the flexible one, but it's LMR 400, 500 foot roll, $875.
Yeah, I did see that yesterday when I was looking online. I'm like, man, that's crazy, but that's going right. Charlie said he bought some here that's like LMR 400 equivalent. It's supposed to work just as good. And it was like a little bit cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing if you're using it for HF, and it's another thing if you're using it for VHF and UHF, so. Can you imagine what the 600 costs? That's a little thicker. It's over a half an inch. And the bigger the cable, the less loss. I don't even want to tell you how much money I got wrapped up in coax. You know, I got 5 feet up to the tower.
I can imagine, man, you know. Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much any hobby you have, it's going to cost you money, either way you look at it.
Yeah, it's true.
Those people that race, you know, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Those people wear their mics?
The people that race, you know, they spend like hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, like people like John Force, you know, people like Colin Coletta, you know, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, drag racing.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole different animal there. Yeah, so you said they shut the repeater off yesterday on you and Charlie? No, they didn't shut it off on YouTube because of the jammers.
Yes, correct. They did shut it off. Some numbskull was playing music yesterday, and they just shut it off for a little while. I want to say for about maybe an hour or two, and it was back up running.
Well, I'll tell you, they're not going to be able to sustain this activity like this, you know. Some or a few are going down.
Yeah, we were just out there having a normal, civilized conversation, and then they came in there to interject with music. So, whatever, you know. No big deal. I didn't lose sleep over it.
Yeah, well, the ones yesterday had TWIDs in the background. Means they have another radio on or a dual-band radio monitoring another frequency. Part of it in the background. And I think that was two different guys doing that yesterday. One was definitely in the car, and this is before you got on, and then one was, like, stationary. They both had an ID going off in the background at some point.
Well, there's a dead giveaway. Idiots, you know. Just like yesterday, you know, you had one come out here saying, oh, gee, I'm recording. Okay, well, what are you recording yourself jamming? Whatever, you know. What am I supposed to be bothered by that? No.
Well, that guy's been caught two times by me and once by somebody else jamming. I've heard him in here countless times doing that stupid whistle. So, I mean, that one's a no-brainer. You know, some hams are doing it because, in the case of KBGFF over there, I mean, he got caught red-handed doing it there, you know, just in the Friday morning. So, there you go. So we know there are some hams participating.
And you got the ones that make the AI recording. Make the AI recordings, and then they play them. Excuse me. And then they come out here and, you know, do whatever. Like 10 minutes later. It's like, really? Okay.
Catching a cold?
Yeah, I think so. Or, well, mainly just sinuses. Yeah, we were just talking about that, that 88 gas they had with that 15% ethanol in it. And before you know it, boom. It's like, oh, here comes the music.
Well, they think it's funny for the moment.
You've seen that gas, haven't you? That 88? I guess it's supposed to be safe for cars that were built from... But I don't know, man. You know, I'd hate to put that stuff in there and then it wrecked my fuel system.
Don't know nothing about that stuff.
You know what ethanol does to, like, a regular gas engine? It's, you know, can be dangerous. Corrode stuff.
Yeah, just put regular gas in, man.
remember one time I went to the gas station, filled up my gas cans, you know, for the season, or filled up one for the season anyway, and I'm like, so I get back home and I fill up my equipment with it. Then I noticed on my rototiller, I was like, what in the world, man? Why does that gas tank look real hazy? And I bumped it, you know, with my hand by accident, and all of a sudden, the thing crumbled. I mean, just literally disintegrated. And my one lawnmower that has a, you know, the float gas gauge, gas cap, I'm like, wow, what the heck? That lens on that thing is all foggy. It's not even clear. I'm like, then I look at the gas, and I'm like, well, no wonder. This stuff's got it. Way too much ethanol in it. So I think what happened was they accidentally, put too much, or they put E85 in with the regular 87 gas. Whoops.
Yeah, okay.
I can remember when E85 first came out, it became real popular. You know, people were like, oh, man, this is great, until they realized, oh, it's not as good as, you know, they say it is. It gives you poor gas mileage. Sure, it's cheaper, but it burns quicker.
Yeah, I don't know. I just put regular gas in and go. Where you at this morning, Sam? WSH-M7308.
I tried calling for him earlier and he didn't answer. Must be sleeping in, or he's on the phone.
Yeah, or he's on the computer thing with his buddy.
Well, the Pistons won last night, 111-101.
Oh, okay. Well, good for them. They're rolling then.
Now we got to go to Cleveland next. Or we have to go play at their stadium next. And they played here last night.
Okay, well, they're up one. What's his best out of 5 or 7? Do you know, Mike, best out of 5 or 7 now?
I'm not sure. I want to say 5. I'm not sure here.
Yeah, I don't know the format for their playoffs.
Well, it was 7 last time. I'm assuming it's going to be 7 this time. I'll have to look.
It never gets to be less, so... Usually less is in the very, like, first round or something, if it's going to be that way. So I would assume the best out of 7.
I really don't watch basketball, you know, but, you know, I figured I'd watch it this year because the Pistons were, like, you know, on fire. You know, we're number one in the East, and I think Oklahoma City is number one in the West.
Right. All right, time for me to get rolling here. I'll be back. WSHM 738.
All right, we'll be here. We'll be standing by. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSHF 567, good morning.
WSHF 567, monitoring. All right, WSHM 738.
WSHM 567, good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Guy, you're still short a piece of mast, aren't you?
That's it.
Well, I wanted to get that coax done anyways because, you know, I'm going to be busy today, obviously, after work. So, I'm going to get that out of the way. So, really, my get to the mast, I guess. And you should be all set whenever you ordered your radio, whenever that's coming in. I think you said today, so you should be all ready to roll.
Got you. Mike this morning.
Well, we were talking earlier, but he must have took off to get ready for work. Maybe he has to leave early. I don't know. He was in here, though.
Well, if I can go grab a piece of pipe from somewhere, I can have the antenna up, you know, not too long.
Well, he said he was going to work on bringing it to you.
Right on.
What happened? Did I drop out?
No, you said he's working on bringing it to me. And I said, right on.
I didn't hear anything, so I didn't even hear the courtesy tone. Yeah, so I imagine he's going to work on getting it to you today. So, all right. Anyways, check with him. You'll be out here in a little bit, I guess.
I'll be all set.
All right, and we'll get final seven.
Catch it.
Huh?
Didn't catch it. The transmission went bye-bye.
Yeah, it seems kind of spotty this morning. As I told you, these bands get kind of funny. I said I'm getting ready to put the final preps on, so I'll get back to you in a minute. WSHM 738.
All right, Paul. WSHF 567. Clear and monitoring.
All right, WSHM 738.
WSBT 754.
Yes, good morning. Sounds like you're already stationary.
I had a stoplight. Pounding headache today.
That's the detail that I listen to, right? All the unsaid things, right? There you go. It's like one of them sponges. Very absorbent. Absorbent.
Morning, Charlie.
Morning, Sam. Well, it's my Thursday anyway.
That's a good thing. Never seen that before. This guy's driving a bike. Dressed kind of dark, hard to see, but his rims actually have some kind of reflective properties to where my headlights illuminated the big circles. It's actually a smart idea.
You haven't seen that a lot lately with them LED lights on the rims. It's not a bad idea when you're out riding around at this time of day.
Yeah, they probably have the lights. These are just reflective things where the headlights are, you know, shining off of them like reflective tape or something. So, but yes, being well lit is very important. It tends to keep somebody's front grill from your front grill, if you get my drift.
No redesigns.
Morning, Charlie. WRWB 49.
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I think they did roll with hood ornaments on most vehicles a long time ago, so I don't need one. I got one on mine. The antenna. It's me standing up with my arms out. Oh, there's a sight.
What are you guys talking about? People wearing dark clothing and not, you know, wearing reflective, you know, gear when they're riding their bike?
Yeah.
Well, the worst one is when you got dark-colored people, okay, and they wear all black, and they're pedaling down Grossbeck, and it's like, I can't even see you, man. You're going to get hit, killed. They do it all the time.
I've actually almost hit a couple people because of that.
Here's the thing. So if you're going to be out in the wee hours before dawn, you know, and that's even walking across the street, let alone riding a bike. I mean, you're not thinking if you're wearing clothing that doesn't let somebody know you're there, especially in a not-so-well-lit street. Suicidal.
USHF 567, good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Sam. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I see it all the time.
Charlie, can you shed some light on this situation? I just close my eyes, man. If I hit them, I hit them. They're dumb enough to ride around with that kind of clothing on a bicycle. They're nuts. I'm just not sure they're doing it on purpose. I just think they're not thinking. I mean, I'm thinking they're not thinking, if that makes any sense, if you know what I'm thinking. Yeah, they weren't thinking when they were drinking, then they lost their driving privileges because they were drinking, and now they look like they ain't thinking. Wow. It's a headache. Would you have the hat on? Sam's excited. He's got an antenna, base antenna. He's got some coax as of last night. I guess the radio he ordered says he's getting it in today. I mean, he's going to be on fire. You better tell Sam when you plan on bringing him the mask there, Mike.
Well, it's going to be after probably 7 o'clock. So, get prepared.
Yeah, so I brought Sam the coax. Sam, I brought the coax too early. I should have dropped it off this morning to save the unnecessary trip.
Oh, it's all right. He'll be here, and I'll get it all hooked up and ready to go.
Sounds like you're going to have everything but the mask. You'll be waiting for Mike at the top of the tower. Oh man, if you put that antenna way up there, wow. Wow.
It can be done, but it can't be done right this minute. I gotta buy one of them standoff things.
Yeah, but wait till you get a better antenna before you go through all that trouble. Then you want a high-gained antenna up there if you're going to go through that trouble. This one just gets you outdoors with an outdoor antenna, moderate gain, you know, but huge over a rubber duck in 5 watts.
Right.
sure you seal up the bottom of that antenna. You got any butyl tape?
Any what tape?
Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about. That black gooey stuff that they put on the windshield seal.
Oh, I don't have any of that. Things work out all right. The antenna will only be up for a year, maybe 2 years, and I'll upgrade.
Oh, but moisture, Sam. You gotta seal that bottom up somehow.
What about silicone?
No, no, no. Too messy. Too messy. I mean, they made stuff like butyl tape, Charlie. You ever seen it coaxial?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Gooey rubber.
You know, I don't use that stuff either, man. All mine are just screwed in tight. Well, Sam, I'll see if I got a little stretch of that stuff. You make it pliable with your hands, it softens up, and you can mold it like clay, and it's a beautiful weather seal. The antenna's got a funky mount to it there, Charlie, so he needs to really, you know, seal that up. I can't really quite explain it, but it's actually NMO to S, and there's an SO239 adapter screwed in. It really needs to get sealed up.
Oh, like one of those, what do they call them, beehives? I think I've got one of them laying around my house.
Yeah, it's kind of... I mean, the antenna was cheap. It's, I mean, they sell it today. It's $150, but had a buddy pick one up for $20 at a Hamfest, brand new in a package.
Well, like you said, anything outside is going to be better than a rubber ducky at the kitchen table.
And it's basically a 4-foot rubber ducky outside.
You think I'm spending all my time at the kitchen table? You got another thing coming there, pal.
You know what I meant.
No, it's just a metaphor. I know, I was messing around.
And this is WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. I'll catch you guys in the mobile here. Give me about 15 minutes and I'll be QSY.
73 to Mike.
Yes.
Okay, Mike, catch you later. WSBT 754. I'm going to be running inside. So, you guys have a great day. I'm going to go find my aspirins.
Okay, see you, Charlie.
Have a good one, Charlie. WSHF 567. Catch you later.
I've seen what you sent me there, Sam. I see your radio. You sent me a tracking picture. You're excited. I seen your radio is in Madison Heights.
It's here. It's here.
Yep, I see that.
Paul, are you still there?
I am.
I have a question. All right, this is a stupid question, but I don't know. But maybe it's not a stupid question. All right, so my 98 VHP is mounted underneath my side table here. Would it be okay if I mounted the other radio right next to it, or is that going to interfere?
You should have no problem. But anyways, keep that stuff offline. But shouldn't be...
The jammers are jamming. All right, I just didn't know.
They're going to get busted. It's my promise to them. They're going to get busted.
My promise is I'll party when they do get busted.
You cannot sustain that kind of activity and think for a minute you're going to get away with it. It's like robbing banks. You might
not get away once or twice, it's gonna catch up with you. Especially when Eric and
it hard this morning.
Can make the great case that it's a coalition.
You guys need to find a different job, a different life, or something. Leave us alone. WFHF 567. Enough is enough. Just go away.
For $10,000.
Fix a $10,000 fine and suit them good.
Exactly. Tell them to go look on the website at what some people have been cited with. See if they can afford that. It's the only thing that's going to fix it. Well, not the only thing, but it's one thing that will fix it.
The other
WISP 820 mobile monitor.
Shifter.
Like I said, they're too persistent. They'll get it eventually. It's one group of people. They're a coalition of hatred, and it's going to get them busted. RZT 820 mobile monitoring.
That sounded like Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. I'm sure Duffin. Even jamming that guy, too. So, the jammers are up.
Doesn't make any sense. We come up here and we just say nothing about them, to them, nothing. But for some reason, they got it in for us bad.
Don't really care if they got it in for whoever they got it in. This license is fine. No, most of them can't afford it. We'll teach them the lesson they need. It's going to be my crusade. That people hang for what they're doing out here. And the more they do it, works in my benefit for the crusade. Trust me.
Yep, I get it.
I'll be clear about, it's not a crusade I wanted to take on, but I will take it on. And you can take that to the bank.
Cash that check. I know that's a good one.
Some people are already in jeopardy of losing their ham license over their activities elsewhere. And recently,
I thought that hamsters held themselves to a higher standard. I guess I thought wrong.
In most cases, but not all cases. Knows that.
I hope when a new antenna goes up and a new system goes in, that they can't get between us anymore. That's what I hope.
Alright, anyways, I'm out the ways. I'll catch you later. I'll talk to you. WSHM 738. I'll catch up with you a little later, early evening or whatever. Let's find out how you're coming along. And if I thought you were a jammer, Sam, and I know you're not, I wouldn't be helping you. So, just the way it works for me. WSHM 738, good morning.
I have no reason to jam here. I follow the rules. WSHF 567. Hey, Paul, you have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. WSHF 567, clear.
WSEU 202. Good morning.
WRWB 49, and we're in the mobile. You still in there, Sam?
Well, I finally got them parts for that Ferris that's been here for a year. I told that guy he's quite lucky it's still sitting here. And I also imposed a $100 storage fee, so on top of his labor, he's getting that.
But I looked in my garage again, and I was able to find a 4-foot section for you.
All right, Joe, that's the last piece of the puzzle, Mike.
Nope, that's, I figured I had some, but, I'm like, well, if I don't, I know another spot.
Well, I appreciate it for sure, thank you.
Just, stuff that I've accumulated over the, last 20-some years. I come across this stuff all the time, so it's not like it's really hurting my, my pile.
No, I get it, but thank you. I appreciate it, really.
It's only 46 degrees out for being in May.
I got the bedroom window open with some breeze in here.
WRZT 820 mobile monitoring.
WB49, and we're standing by.
WSHF 567, hello Mike.
What's going on, Sam? Yeah, I should be, you know, I get out around like 6:30, so I should be there, you know, after.
Yeah, right, Joe, copy that. Yeah, whenever you get here, no biggie.
You got someone to get up there on the roof to help you out, right?
Nope.
A good thing, yeah, because I know your roof's got like, what, a 12-12 pitch almost?
Something like that. You got to walk up two valleys to get to the chimney, you know, put your feet on either side of the valley.
Yeah. So, well, you got it, so, you know, you got everything, all your ducks in a row.
Well, if I don't sweat myself out too hard, I might be able to do it, but I doubt it. When I get up there, I might not be able to get down.
USHF 567, this is WRZT 820.
All right, Chris.
Hey, Cam, you trying to mount it on the chimney mount, or are you going to put it just on the tower?
No, on the chimney mount where the, other antenna used to be. The chimney mount's still up there, and it's going to be light. It's not going to be no big deal. If you'd like to give me a hand, I'll throw you a couple bucks your way.
Well, I mean, thinking about it, I don't see why you couldn't put some sort of arm bracket coming off there and mount the new antenna to the arm bracket that comes off your existing tower, just to get it away from the tower, like 2 feet.
Well, if I put it on a chimney mount, it's away from everything, and it's good enough for now, because eventually I'm going to upgrade the antenna.
Right on.
I might open up that ham study guide and take a look and see what I could do with it.
If you got a good memory or a photographic memory, you'll be all right.
No, I wouldn't say good or photographic, but I'm pretty good at some kind of tests. I mean, everyone I've taken so far, I've passed the flying colors, so I don't think it should be any harder. Once I learn it, you know, I commit it to memory, like you said. I'll look over the whole book, figure out what I need to figure out, keep it in my... do it. I don't know how it happened, but, yeah, WSHF 567. Doug did fair thought, Mike. I started stuff with battery. Hope you're out of here. Clean up the carburetor.
I copy that, yeah. Oh, man, it never fails to hear your voice. You know
where
it goes.
Obsession. Obsessed with us. Anyhow, Mike, I'll be around. WSHF 567. And Chris, if you don't mind climbing up there again and hitting that chimney mount, man, I'll sell you like 30 bucks, but that's cool.
Well, first of all, you know I wouldn't ask you to pay me to do it, but I'm definitely busy and got a lot of stuff going on, so I can't promise that I can do it, you know what I mean?
Right, Joe.
For Sam, they're just recording. They're not jamming.
Well, if they're recording, it's probably a one-sided conversation anyhow, so there you go. WSHF 567.
WRZT 820. I'll be clear.
Yeah, with this setup, should take care of all that, you know, fix all your problems.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yep. I hope they get what's coming to them. WSHF 567 standing by. Yeah, well, whatever, you know. Anyways, but yep, I got the last piece of the puzzle for you, so. Yeah, I looked at my my one pile, and I'm like, oh, I do have a piece here. I don't have to go resort to the other spot, you know. And good to go. So yeah, that'll bring you up, you know, significantly higher, and it's better than, you know, a 5YHT.
Right, Joe. Oh, it's Mr. Bighead himself, Mitch Elbum.
What's that, buddy?
He said it's Mr. Bighead himself, Mitch Elbum. Not my TV screen.
Talking about the Pistons.
East Detroit, 2026, Mitch Elbum. Call him Big Head.
He's like a, he's a commentator, you know, for like Detroit News and Free Press.
He's doing a East Detroit fundraiser.
Okay. Yeah, about those Pistons last night. Yeah, they're on their way. If they can still hold on. Got two more stops today, and then that'll be it. I'll be done.
Copy that.
You said you're working on a Theros. That's not a cheap brand either. Work on those Jacobsons that have the one wheel. Cast the wheel in the back and the two drive wheels in the front.
Jammers are jamming.
Bet I didn't catch that. Being a weak spot here. I'm getting towards the fringe of the repeater.
Talk to you later. You have a good day, and we'll see you a little later.
All right, this is Sam. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSHF 567, monitoring but clear. WSU 202 mobile.
WSME 336 monitoring.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
Thank you, dear. You're right on time.
VSHF 567 to VSHM 738.
VSHF 567.
All right, how's it going this afternoon?
Go even better with everything set up, 10-4.
You're getting closer. Yep, you're almost there. I think, if I count right, you're just waiting for one more package, I think you're waiting for. Yeah, well, the children are out playing, you know. They're spets. They get out early. They just don't wake up early. You know, set up the playpen and the children will show, you know what I mean?
You say something?
Not really. You know what I mean? The stats.
I know exactly what you mean, the unwanted stuff.
I think it's going to be funny when it gets down to brass tacks. That's going to be the time to laugh. So we've got a list of five or six of them already been caught jamming. You know, no problem. Repeat offenders, some ones that haven't been caught yet. No problem. Can't even hide behind Discord. You get to it, Sam. I'll catch you later. I got some things I gotta do. And I'm just checking in saying, hey, WSHM 738.
Yeah, I'm hard at it. I got a Ferris jacked up right now. It runs, but the drive's not working, so. All right.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you later. WSHM 738. Their next window for jamming is right around 3:30, then they start attacking Mike and Charlie. It's kind of a norm for them. They're predictable. WSHM
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSHF 567, waving Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Sam? Drop to go and up.
Copy that, I did. One last piece of the puzzle.
Here and get something. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Copy that, Mike. WSHF 567 monitoring.
WSEU 202, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, 202, WSIL 946.
Sure is a beautiful day.
Yeah, my neighbor talked me into going to the flower store. You know, there goes a few bucks.
Oh, yeah, I had a girlfriend a couple years ago have me run around all these nurseries buying flowers. My God.
Yeah, well, I got myself one big old monster basket to hang out front. I bought her a couple. I said, if you take care of mine, I'll pay for yours.
Well, there you go. Got to look a pretty house.
Yeah. Are you enjoying your time off?
My fat butt sitting here in front of the TV with a half a gallon of ice cream.
You don't have the munchies, do you?
I see where you're going with this. do, I do. Comes, I'm gonna probably build like a few 10 by 10 little cabins, you know.
WSDU 202, clear.
to the SAL 946 Sinclair.
WSBT 754, you got a copy. WRWB 49. WSBT 754, you in there. WRWB 49. I got a copy on WSBT 754. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSHR 566 on the MRI.
What's happening, Kevin? WSAL 946 here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, how you been, Kevin? Been talking a while. I haven't had the radio on in a while. It's Ralph here. WSAL 946.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good work right now. I'm getting off in about 5 minutes. I'm going to point how do I sound?
You're cutting in and out. You're breaking up. It's hard to understand you. I got that last transmission.
Yeah, copy that. How do I sound now, Ralph?
Real good. Real good. I don't know if you moved around or what happened, but yeah, you're coming in fine now.
Yeah, I went outside, so it's probably because I was in the building there.
Yeah, roger that, roger that. How you been? I haven't had my radio on too awful much lately. But do, I'm just kind of monitoring, you know. Hope things are well.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good, just been working and doing stuff outside and cutting grass and the same old stuff. That's about it. Yeah, when I come home from work at night, I usually put my radio on, and a couple nights I shout out for you, didn't answer, so I figured you weren't out there, and if I don't hear nobody out there, I just go listen to my fire department frequencies that I have on here and other things that I have on here.
Yeah, copy that. Well, like I said, I haven't had it on much. Tell me about the fire department frequencies and stuff. Are they, what do they call it, trunk, where it's all digital now, or can you still actually hear what's happening out there?
Yeah, on the big things, like with the building radios, there UHF meets up, and there's still some departments that have the UHF VHF. Of course, you can't talk to them. That's against the law, but you can listen to them like a standard. Like, I got the Macomb County Sheriff, County Fire on here, and I got Lapeer County up by Sherman, and I got some Canadian departments I get, and I get Salford Control Tower too. But if you want to listen to other ones, you have to get I got one. It cost me some money. It's called a Unication G4. It's actually a pager, but you can use it like a scanner, and that thing is like top notch. So I got one of those plus my bail thing.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I think you told me about them before. They're not cheap, but hey, if that's what you're into and you're liking it, especially being a player guy, heck yeah.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, Sherman's got one too. So, but he can get on his. He can get. I can only get like the 800 in the digital. He can get the digital, the 800, and he can get UHF and VHF on his too.
Yeah, copy that. My neighbor and I went to the what do they call it, where they sell all the flowers and stuff, the place today. Yeah, dropped a bunch of money there.
Oh, you talking about Easter Market?
Well, no, around here, I think it's like 696 and Shaner Road on the service drive. There's a nice what do they call them, where they're growing all that stuff.
Yeah, don't talk about that. My wife will probably here in the next couple of weeks. She'll be going nuts and buying all these flowers from you to plant.
Yeah, nursery. That's what it is. Well, my neighbor friend said it's Mother's Day this weekend. You know, everything's going to be picked over, and that is good. We better do it now. So she talked me into it, and we went and spent a few dollars.
Oh, that's cool. Got you out of the house a little bit.
Yeah, I used to do Flower Day with my ex at Eastern Market. Not that far from me. You know, I'm right off Gratiot here. If I had a place to put a few more things, I'd go there on Flower Day and to see what it was all about anymore. It's been a few years.
Yeah, copy that. So how you been? Everything else been okay with you?
Yeah, pretty much. Same old stuff, you know. Just retired, trying to keep myself busy. I'm sure I'm glad it's warm enough. You know, I can get out and do a couple little things anyway.
That's for sure. I got a pool. I haven't opened it yet. It's been so damn cold out. I'm hoping probably just maybe before, hopefully the middle of the month or towards the end of the month, I can get the thing open.
Yeah, pools. Pools are a lot of work, man, which you obviously know that. It's just a lot of work. I just gave my kids a sprinkler. Here, go play in that. We want to go. You go to somebody else's pool. I'm not having one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I got a pool in 2015. My mother-in-law bought it for us. And not last year, but the year before, it was just after winter, and I see these rough spots on it, and it was leaking water. Well, the pool was only like 8-9 years old. So, of course, the people that make the pool wouldn't do nothing for me, but the people that I bought the pool from, they gave me a good deal they felt bad. They gave me a new deal on a buyer pool and whatever, and I told my wife, this is the last one. This one goes, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm glad it took care of you, but you say that now. That's it. Come on. Yeah. You know, Mama's going to get what she wants.
Yeah, copy that. Well, my one daughter's having a baby in October, so she told Dad, she says, I don't live in an apartment no more, and I don't have no place to swim. And then my other daughter just got engaged over the weekend in Holland, so I got that to deal with, too, so.
Yeah, I got two daughters. They, geez. It's time in my life when I thought they were just a pain in the rear end, and then now I wish they were here every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, of course, the two girls I have, they're fraternal twins, but they're not blood, but they're like blood to me. You know, when I met my wife, they were only, shoot, I think they were 4 or 5 years old, and I can't believe how the time went. My wife told me, she said, You're gonna wish that they were around here. They were around here. Well, guess what? I wish they were around here.
Yep, she was right. She was right. Anywho, how's the wife doing? Everything good?
Yeah, she had appendicitis last month and had that taken care of. And I wanted to tell you too. She finally got. They called her for her ability. She got her appointment in August, so we're crossing our fingers.
Yep, yep. Well, they're all the records with you, you know. So even if nothing goes your way, you can always keep going at it. It's not like it's a closed deal. You know what I'm saying? You know, if she develops a little something different, or, you know, you can always bring it up, bring it back up and work at it, you know?
Yeah, copy that.
Anyway, Kevin, I'm going to go clear here, bud. Good talking to you.
I'm going to hit the can here, actually, to be honest with you. All right, WSAL 946. Yeah, copy that. It's time for me to punch out anyway. Have a good night, Ralph, and hope to talk to you soon. WSAL 576 square.
WMJS 418, come in. WSMJ 418, come in.
WSAL 946, monitoring.
WB 49, and we're standing by.
Off on mic.
Yeah, I'm finished. I'll be there in about a half hour or so. I'm just coming from 23 and 94.
94, take your time. I'm in a hurry, but I'm not in that much of a hurry.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, 5, 6, 7.
I'm on 994 right now, heading westbound.
WSMJ 418, come in, radio check.
Guys making out over there, WSHM 738.
Oh, I dropped it off to him, so I just left and heading back north, WRWB 49.
Roger on back north. I was driving by to see how it looked.
Always got it on the fence, but he'll be getting it up there soon.
Oh, okay.
Over here by Van Dyke and Engelman.
Look at the jammers. When do they sleep, I wonder? I'm actually more worried about them now than I was for months and months and months of their jamming. I'm thinking there might be a mental health issue with them not getting their sleep.
Something's going on. I don't know.
It's turning into a mental health situation. So, we have to be a third party intervention. Okay, well, look, I'm here. I'm at Sam's to look at what was done there. So I'll be back. WSHM 738.
All right. We will catch you in a minute. Steve, 49.
Enough, man. Enough. All right, WSHM 738. It looks like you guys did a good job the entire, you know, when he gets it up in the air. It should be great. All right. There you go. Thanks for the mask.
Yeah, that'll do it, man. You know, that was like the perfect piece I had laying around in my barrel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good there. It's looking good. And when he gets it up in the air, it'd even be better. I wonder if they're going to send us a box of chocolates for Valentine's Day.
No idea. No idea.
You know you're doing something right if you get that kind of intention.
Yeah, of course. Oh, man. I tell you.
The kind of attention that will get you a $10,000 fine, that is.
Most of the people that are doing it, you know, good luck in hiring a lawyer. They probably couldn't afford it. They'd have to go pro bono.
Hey, you know, what can you say?
Pro bono option is not exactly the best option.
Well, they're too consistent, and, you know, it works in our favor, for sure. It's proved it five times over already.
Yeah, well, right now they're wasting their time, you know. It's not doing them any justice, but, you know, maybe burning up their battery life.
Yeah, the high-powered people are probably taking a nap. Maybe I'm a decoy out here driving around talking, so they do that while the other people are looking. I don't know. Paranoia might strike. Cranking's probably working overtime. You're done for the day, obviously, right?
Done for the day, and I'm gonna stop off at Jado's for a minute.
Okay, roger. Well, I did everything I was supposed to do today. I know that.
I hear that. Man, that's bumpy 94. I tell ya. You know, they got the orange barrels out, so looks like they're gonna start, you know, resurfacing.
Oh, they're going to tear everything up like they do every year. The roads that you already seen have construction on it, then the ones that didn't are going to have it pretty soon. It's just every year it seems to get worse, not better.
From what I was told, that they'll be camped out, you know, on 94 working overtime, so it's going to be like around the clock. Working on this for one of the guys that Dan's excavating.
Okay. Yeah, they're just tearing up everything, Mike. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no, usually not too much of a, well, at times there's not much forewarning to it all. You know what I mean? So. They're even pretty lackadaisical about putting the proper signage up before something new pops up. You know, you just run into it and you go, oh, great. That's becoming a common thing where it never was like that before.
Eddie had this shirt years ago that said, with the Michigan mascot, and showed all the, orange barrels and orange signs and detours.
Yep, I get it.
Been back during the John Carlo days.
It's Gretchen.
It's who?
Governor.
Oh, who's that? I mean, not her. I know who she is. Who are you? Again? I know who Gretchen is, so I'm asking who you are.
WSIL 946.
Okay, I thought that was you by the voice, but I wasn't sure.
How you fellas doing, man? I feel your pain on these assholes out here. Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't like really swearing out here, so...
I just wish everybody could get along. I don't know where your jammer people are coming from, but they seem to follow you, especially, and I don't get it.
Well, you know, I don't want to upset you, so I don't want to start listing names. And you're not in that list, so you should feel honored. You know, I'm not going to pin on you that I know at this point you haven't done. They'll tell you I'm a villain, but actually I'm a pretty good guy. I just don't like idiots. But anyways, Mike?
Yeah, right. You know, anyway, but, yeah, I'm just looking at the repeater right now.
I deal with it, I guess, but you, every time it happens, you bring it up, and you bring it up, and you talk about it.
Here we go.
Morning. I don't know, maybe you're going in the wrong direction.
I certainly don't need any advice from you, but thanks for offering. Right, because everybody wants to pin it on the guys. I'm highlighting the issue, making it known who's done it. I've caught plenty of them red-handed. So you've also been, if I may be frank with you, and I'm trying to do this really nice, right? Not yelling, not screaming, not using cuss words, but you've been critical of us, like... And I just want to remind you, I've listened a lot when you and the Dave guy who passed away were out here playing music, talking about 70s music from different groups and this, that, and Ted Nugent, you know, blowing, you know what I mean? And you guys are out here for a long, long time. So I'm just saying, you know, I never said you were hogging a frequency.
I never, you were hogging the frequency either. I'm just saying that, and I am not blaming you. Don't get me wrong here, but it seems like when you get on, you get the crap that's coming around. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's your opinion. We're not doing anything wrong. I mean, if we are, I'm sure the owner would tell me I'm doing something wrong. Okay, so, anyways, I'm almost home. I want to finish my, if you got anything else, go ahead. Just, I want to finish up with my buddy here.
I think you teed up a little too quick. I was saying I have no problem with you here or anybody else.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate it. Nice talking to you, and have a good night. I'm almost home, so I've been pretty busy since I got off of work. Mike, I'll catch you later. I'm just wheeling in. If you got anything, go now, because I'm going to sign here in a minute.
Well, I'm at my destination here, so I will catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by, and of course, I know they're trying to jam, but I'm so close that good luck. Anyway, all right, we'll catch you later.
You were a perfect copy in there, Mike, so. To me, I like how everybody turns into the mere mention of you getting jammed. They talk about that more than the jammers themselves jamming everybody. So, morning, noon, and night. All right. See you, Mike. WSHM 738.
738. And, Mike, that's exactly what you're doing. You talk more about jamming people than just talking. WSAL 946.
It's because that's what they're doing every moment we're out here, morning, noon, and night. But I think you know that, and yet you point your finger at us more than the jammers, and one of them is your friend that comes over your house. And don't forget that fact. I know more than you think. The SHM 738. See, Mike.
Yep, we'll catch you later. Yes, I'm just pointing out the obvious, that's all, you know. Hey, if people don't like me telling the truth, then it is what it is, you know. I'm not going to lose sleep over it, and, you know, I'm not going to mince words. Anyway, catch y'all later, WRWB 49, and we'll be clear.
Hey, bull lady, you don't know nothing. You sit there inside pointing the finger at me, saying you caught me jamming. You didn't catch nothing, Jammin. It's a big lie.
Yeah, it's a big lie that you tried using a voice scrambler. He tried using a voice scrambler, Mike, making some...
That's a big lie.
...you last year in the fall.
Big lie, Bolitti. All you're doing is lying. All you're doing is making up stories. You have no proof of me doing anything. You're nothing but a liar and a coward, Bolitti.
I'm starting to think this guy's a psycho.
He definitely is a psycho. He says he drives by and catches me red-handed. Doesn't red-handed mean like you see me with something in my hand? The guy is a psychopath and a liar. Bolitti, that's what he does. He causes problems everywhere he goes.
You were instructed to quit.
All he does is stir the pot everywhere he goes. He causes chaos wherever he goes. Well, pretty soon he'll start belittling people with his $10,000 fine thing that he talks about. The man is completely crazy and off of his rocker.
But I own a home, Mike.
It doesn't matter if you own a home or not. So you're going to retire and go to Florida and perv on all the little kids after you retire. Get a life, Bolitti. Get off the radio. Make a birdhouse or something. Find a different hobby because you suck at this one.
You suck at everything you do. And you keep interfering with this radio system. And you can go ahead and mar my name all you want. You got no proof of what you say. Right? All you know... you like to shoot up heroin, dude, and you told Sam that, right? You should be careful what you tell people, because you're acting just like a heroin addict.
Not on the CB no more, and it's completely calmed down. It's a normal channel now because he's not there. He's here causing problems, and it's going to continue as long as he's here because this is what he does.
What do you think you're doing right now, you freak?
Never. Paul, you're the one dragging me into it, Paul. You're dragging me into it. Every time you get on this radio, you always insinuate that it's me doing something, and I'm not.
Been caught red-handed doing it, and you used a voice changer when Dave was still living out here one afternoon. And then you get on the radio and go, geez, no wonder why I was quiet. My battery died. Yeah, nice cover. I'm sure everybody bought that one. All right, Hubble, you do what you need to do. You want to make a ruckus? You're pointing at me? I was just talking to Mike. Your buddy come in here, and then you come in here. No one ever mentioned your name. You got a guilty complex, that's your problem. A sign of guilt is what it is. I take a lie detector test to prove I caught you doing it.
Listen, you cry every day. Every day you come out here crying about it.
This guy's a trash bag and needs to be off this radio. That's what he needs to do. Hey, Hubble, you got a problem with me? Come on over and fix it. That's all I can tell you. Right? Better than listening to you run your mouth out here. Come on over here and get your problem solved.
We're not here until you showed up.
All right, we'll catch you later, Paul. WRWB 49.
We'll be standing by.
But this trash bag carried up is what he's good at with his friends. Even
well, that's what he's doing right now.
Getting jammed out here is us, and it's coming from his group, Eli's group. Alex has been caught by me twice and another guy. CBA-GFF has been caught jamming last Friday morning. It's all you people. Alright. You have fun.
Alright.
You have the... You are an...
Well, that had plenty quickly.
Hey, step back.
I said, well, that escalated quickly.
I don't know, but when it seems like the, they call them jammers, you know, they're crazy. They follow this guy, and it's getting a little bit ridiculous, you know, right?
They follow everybody, you know. They do what they want to do, and that's it.
Well, I never seem to hear much of it until the ball jumped in there.
Well, they do it to me. They do it to John. They've done it to Sean on his, you know, when he was out here, so.
I mean, my thing is, this is supposed to be a nice community.
Anyway, you have to
say, yeah, so my thing is, this is supposed to be a nice community, and everyone should just get along. Like, there's no reason for that. Why are you wasting your time?
They do it because they think it's fun, you know? They got nothing else better to do. So, that's why they do it.
WSCU 202, because that Bolitti guy comes out here every day talking about people. Every day he sits here and he stirs the pot. Why don't you guys say something to him?
Well, you tell your people to quit jamming and maybe I quit talking about it, Hubble.
I'm not jamming. I don't jam, but yet you continue to talk about me, Bolitti. All the time. You're always talking about me, and I'm not the one jamming.
One mentions your name, Guilty Complex.
Well, yeah, your buddy comes over to your house. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I'm not retarded, Bolitti. Jesus Christ, man.
Did you call me?
Yeah, scumbag. Bolitti, you're a scumbag, troublemaker, low self-esteem. Quit talking about people. Whoever's cutting in there, why don't you tell them to quit talking about people? Be respectful of this repeater and this hobby. Quit tell him to stop stirring up trouble. That's why they're doing it, because he keeps talking about it.
They do it, and I talk about it. Try to change the narrative, Hubble. I'm done with you. I told you before. Quit addressing me. Quit texting me. You're lonely or something.
Quit talking to me, Paul, and quit talking about me, and I'll leave you alone. I'm quiet until you start bringing it up and talking about me and pointing the finger at me. Stop talking about me, Bolitti.
You're caught doing it. And you know your group's doing it. And you think it's funny and you're trying to pull the wool over the sheep's eyes. It ain't working.
You keep saying your group. What are you talking about? I am in no group. I'm out here by myself. I am in no group. And you did not, for the test time, catch me red-handed. How did you catch me red-handed, Paul? Tell me.
Oh, I don't know. Like you had a GMRS radio long before Eli. Then why did you get a license 10 months after Eli?
Because I figured out the repeater and that it was out here and it could be used that way, so I got it. We've been using it on my jobs long before anybody got these damn things. All right? Don't be dragging my name into it. I won't talk to you.
I'm brought your name into it. I'm sure he has more than one friend that comes and sees him. But the guilty will speak out. Thank you.
Paul Politti, we are not idiots. We know exactly who you are talking about, okay? I do have an education. I know exactly who you are talking about, so shut up, Politti. Quit causing trouble and leave my name and me out of it.
What's your name?
Paul, we are not stupid, all right? You've been caught. Quit calling people out. If you want to do something, why don't you stand out here and be a man?
Well, Hubble, you're the one that has the bigger problem, all right? So,
apparently you have the problem. You keep bringing my name up. I don't say nothing. You keep bringing my name up. Every couple days you bring my name up and I let it slide. I'm telling you, do something, Paul. Do something with your $10,000 fine. You're nothing but a coward and stirring up trouble. You're the one. You're the one, Politti.
Trouble pointing the troublemaker out.
Touche. Touche 202.
Hey, lady, this guy is the biggest idiot, man, no matter where he goes. Any frequency you go on anything on ham, everybody in them groups can't stand this guy because he does the same thing everywhere.
Let's figure out another way.
The crap follows him. He didn't seem
to... This guy's an idiot. He's another dummy just like Hubble. Anyways, SAL, you know, don't even bother trying to call for me, right? Your buddy's a scumbag. He's got caught jamming. He's got a crew of people, Alex, Eli Sample. They were all doing it. Now they got other players in the mix. You know what, Hubble? You're only screaming because you're being called out for what you and your friends have done.
I'm out here screaming because you keep bringing me up, man. All right? How many times I gotta tell you? You didn't catch me doing nothing.
You're a liar.
You know it, jerk off.
Paul Bellini's a liar.
Oh, Susie Hubble, they're gonna pull your license because of your husband's activity, Susie.
Start messing with
me here. See there, now he's going to start picking on my wife. What are you, Paul, you've lost your mind.
I haven't, Hubble. And if you want to cross-check that, you know where I live. You've been down here before.
I'm not going to break the law and come to your house, Paul. What, you think I'm stupid? You really think I'm that stupid? You're not worth it, man. Paul, I'll meet up with you someday. And then let's see you run your mouth.
You just what I tell you on the radio. You're a jammer.
By talking to a brick wall, man. WSEU 202, I'm out of here.
Dinner's ready.
And your wife jumped in. Dinner's...
You're on the money, Scott.
What's up? You guys came in on my conversation. I tried to be nice to your friend, but he's definitely Scott Hubble. He's probably giving him weed there or something. So he's a little biased. I get it.
See, here he goes, man. He's just going to start making stuff up. He just thinks of anything and puts something together and just comes up with something. Here we go. Well, Liddy, you're an idiot, man. It's been proven. Everywhere you go, you're an idiot.
You had that wheat plant in that picture behind you, right? And I heard you saying you were giving it to Kurt, right? So I know you're handing out weed.
Oh, and is that against the law? I mean, even if I was, is that against the law?
Everything without a license? I believe so.
It's not against the law, Paul, to give weed away. I can give all the weed away I want. Paul, there ain't nothing to do about it, Politti. So shut up. There again, see? You're just talking off the side of your neck.
Oh.
All right. But You are guilty of what you've been doing. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. If you didn't like that rap, then you should have never did it to get that rap. All right, WSHM 738.
Grandpa?
What rap? Troy. Oh, and there's Jeffrey Zimikas.
Hmm?
Oh, Jeff, that's your favorite saying, Troy. So you don't realize people realize that about you. If you want an ID, Jeffrey, go ahead. You like all the credit for being the Skywarn guy, but do they know you take on these activities, like on 5-9 in here? There's the other guy. All right, WSHM 738. If they'll knock it off for a bit, you can try your radio out. Have you done that yet?
Man, they really love you, don't they?
Last one that doesn't want ID was Jeffrey Mikas, so his CAD is always fine. Might as well just give you a full name.
All day today it's been like this, you know. I've been out here talking to Sam and a few others and same thing, you know.
Come on now, but listen to the narrative. They only follow me. It's not the case. They get you and Charlie at 3:30 in the afternoon when he's riding home and you're on break or coming home or whatever. And so they can't even, like, they're speaking without, they're either lying or they're just unknowledgeable.
Heck, the one day I was talking to Sean and John at the same time, you know, and we had a little round table going, and they were playing 80s hair band music.
You got that radio going yet?
Yeah.
Sam, you got that radio going yet? All right, let me get him on the phone real quick, Mike. Studio 610-738.
All right, we'll catch you in a minute. WRWB-49 will be standing by. WSPQ 996, you in there? WRWB 49. Negative copy on WSPQ 996. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738. Still in there, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. WRWB 49.
All right, very good. Were you over at Gene's?
Yeah, I'm still with them right now.
Say what?
I'm the mental one. They're looking at these mental cases too, right? They try to just, there's no justifying it. Bad hands out here doing it. That's the thing. Bad hands as well.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Well, whatever, dude. You know?
He wants to... If he was working for him.
Right, but it's all your fault, you know. It's all your fault. Even though there's been times where you haven't been out here in a few days, and they do it to other people. They just do it just to do it.
Yeah, mainly it's to you. Probably not to you because you talk to yourself. I'm already home. It's just after lies, right? Jam to the guy know damn well what he said. He played that voice changer. I was sitting in Buddy's Pizza with John when we heard that right over the radio. Alright, he tried to use a voice changer, but you could hear the way he was pronouncing his words. It was him. Alright, and comes out here, oh geez, I thought it was quiet. My battery was dead. Just lies. Lies on top of lies. Lies, 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 lies. To save your words there, Hubble.
See there, man, you are just a very mental person.
Ain't the answer.
You are a mental person. You need help.
Well, you know, Scott, for being a mental person, I've been where I've been at for 20 years.
You're a very mental person, Bolitti. You ain't got nothing better to do than to come out here and stir up trouble with people, just like you do on every frequency you go on, Bolitti. You gotta destroy this stuff for everybody, Bolitti, because that's how you are.
Oh, you can come on over.
Go ahead, Bolitti, WSU 202. Hey, Sean, if you're listening, won't you reprimand this guy and tell him to quit coming out here and talking about people all the time?
About the jammers, and that's...
He's out here starting with people every day. Every day this man comes out here and starts with people, and you know it. You know how he is.
Know about it. As what?
Every day he's got to come out here and mess around with people. WSCU 202, and it's the last time I'm going to say it.
Cuss like a drunken sailor out here.
Go ahead, Bolitti. Find something else to do, all right? Quit stirring up trouble. All right, because I'll sit here all night long. I'm not a robot. I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to work.
All right, because you don't own a house to pick.
Don't worry about me and my living conditions. You know, you always got to talk about people. You always got to talk about some people, Bolitti, all the time. All the time. You don't have a family. You don't have a wife. You don't have a dog, a cat. Only family you got is the one that you pay for because you're a stalker on that lady's kids. All you're doing is stalking them is all you're doing. You're a weirdo, man. Get a life.
Come confront your...
Stop it, Paul. Just quit talking about me, all right? And I'll leave you alone. Just quit talking about me, Bolitti, and I'll leave you alone. Until then... You're going to get hell, all right? Every time you start talking about me, I'm going to give you hell, all right? Until they shut this thing up or do whatever they want to do. Go ahead, take people to court. I got 2 decades worth of stuff of how you are and how you carry yourself on these radios, and I'm waiting because I'm going to do it on your money.
Yeah, because you certainly don't have any.
I got plenty of money, Paul. I got plenty of money to go buy myself land and have a happy retirement, not go live in Florida and perv on young people.
That's what you say. Come on over here and defame my...
I'm not coming over to your house, Paul. I am not coming over to your house. I don't care nothing about you, Paul, all right? You're lucky I'm even squeezing the trigger to talk to you, okay? That's the only effort I'm ever going to give is what I'm doing right now.
That's right. No matter what threats you make.
No matter what, Paul. That's it. Politi, shut up.
Nothing.
Politi, shut up.
The worst thing that ever happened is Eli...
Shut up, Politi. Nobody wants to hear anything you got to say out here, okay? Quit bringing my name up and I'll leave you alone, all right? I'm not jamming nobody. If I'm going to jam, I'm going to pick up this radio and talk the way I am right now. I'm not a coward, Paul. I am not a coward.
Use the voice changer, Samson.
Paul, it's all in your head. That's all in your head. As long as Ricketts believes you, that's the only thing that matters. As long as Ricketts believes you, you have no proof that that was me. All right? None whatsoever.
Yeah.
You have no proof whatsoever. You're just making shit stuff up, okay? So stop it. Unbump your head from the wall, man. Figure out something to do with your life.
Yeah, every time...
Figure out something to do with your life, Politi. Please, find a different hobby. Go buy some tools. Take something apart. Do something with your life, because you're no good at this. Go buy yourself a little toolkit and take your toaster apart or something, will you? Find something else to do, because you suck at this. Your communication skills are terrible.
At least I can do it without swearing.
Find something else to do, Politi.
At least I can do it without swearing, Hubble.
Did not hear any swearing.
Oh, he's done it plenty of times. Quit covering for your buddy.
I've heard it.
You want some recordings of it?
You want some recordings of you saying you're going to rape my daughter and there's nothing I can do about it? Paul, will you shut up? Just go find something else to do, will you?
I told you, I'm friends with your daughter. She don't like you or her mother. So why would I be mad at her?
My daughter ever seen you, she put a bullet in your head.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you have her say that? Or better yet, why don't you be the man to say it?
Because I got a brain in my head. You go around my daughter, I guarantee she'll put a bullet in your head.
Oh, making threats for somebody else. What happened to your own threats, Hubble?
My daughter knows exactly what you look like, where you live, and what you're all about. She'll put a bullet in your head if you ever get near her.
I don't even know her. I think I like her because she doesn't like you or your wife.
What exactly is your mental state of mind that you're trying to do here? Are you trying to upset me, or are you just proving how stupid you really are?
Here while I was talking to Mike. So what are you trying to do?
Well, you're bringing my daughter into it. See, so you're all out of ammo. So you start attacking my wife, my daughter, telling people I'm a renter, or whatever it is you come up with. You're running out of bullets here, Paul. Come up with something new. Better yet, just turn your radio off, will you, man? Quit bringing me up and I'll quit keying up.
You're a jammer. Just because you repented...
I don't know where he comes up with this. I'm a jammer. I'm not jamming. I'm talking.
Because I'm going to talk about the truth, and I don't care if you like it or not.
But don't bring me into it. I'm not doing it. All right? Get your cracking. If you can afford one with your $150,000 a year, it seems like if you made $150,000 a year, you'd definitely find a different hobby.
Eli Sample.
Here you go, bringing that kid up. Why are you bringing him up for? That kid ain't been out here for months. Why are you bringing him up? See how you're doing? You just, Round in circles with you, Paul. Round in circles. You got the guilty conscience because you know who your enemies are. So all you're doing is bringing these people up.
Explain Leonard having a walkie-talkie and Rodney having a walkie-talkie.
You get what you get
of its activity. I'd like to hear your explanation for it, because you got about a minute, and I'm almost home. Come settle your differences in person, Hubble. That's what you need to do.
WSAL.
Radio along with you and all your friends jamming us. You don't think the owner knows?
Ain't nobody from this house jamming you, Paul. Ain't nobody from this house jamming you, Paul. All right? You got something to say to me, man, meet me somewhere. We'll take care of this problem, all right?
Oh, what was that? You doubled with me. You keep doing that. You keep keying on me like...
I said, you got something to say to me. We can meet somewhere and we can sit down and discuss this problem, all right? I'm not jamming. When I jam, I pick up my radio and I talk, all right? I don't hide behind a microphone or a door. I'll meet you anywhere you want. You want to settle this problem.
Well, you're supposed to hunt me down. You got all the problem. Myself, I don't feel like talking to you ever, but you've made plenty.
Well, you keep talking about me, so you must really miss me. You know, you keep talking about me, you really must miss me, you know. I feel good about that, you know, that you always got to talk about me all the time, you know. Is there something here that you want from me?
Hear the hostility in your voice now.
I don't have no hostility in my voice whatsoever, young man. You got a problem with me, we can meet somewhere. We can take care of that problem, okay? I'm not coming to your house. Quit mentioning my name and whatever you got to say about me, because I'm not one of them people. I'm not in no group, all right? Quit talking about me, and I'll quit keying up.
The N-word, Hubble.
Hey, remember, that's the CV light, remember? That's what you say. You forget that you brought this stuff here from the CV. You thought you were going to come here, but nothing ever happened. Well, these people, don't forget. You got about 30 people that you destroyed on the CV talking about. So now they're jamming you, all right? Pick one. There's plenty of them. You've made enemies everywhere you go. Leave me out of your mouth.
You, Alex Barr, Eli...
Leave me out of your mouth, and I'll quit keying up.
FF, y'all jammed out here. Just leave the repeater system alone and come solve your problems and... There, play recordings. Like I said, leave the repeater along. Leave the
They're all over the place.
To UHFCB, congratulations, Hubble and crew.
There you go. See there? They're all over the place. See, you're saying you're going to BF my daughter. See there? So don't try to play a game once you're Mr. Innocent and you're victimized. You're a victimizer. You're a narcissist, Paul. That's the way you are, destroying shit.
Go away, Hubble. You're a trash bag and you know it. WSHM 738. Rickets. Hey, they're going to get out of here, call names, see? This is Scott Hubble's crew. Right? That's where they're all coming from.
Well, you
You know, names are just names, dude. I mean, words, what are they? Meaningless.
They like to call the FCC, and meanwhile they're running the illegal amplifiers on 11 meters, and there's all kinds of fighting out there all the time, right? Regardless of what that idiot says, right? And they want to bring in the FCC when they're doing what they're they're stupid people. The FCC,
as soon as you left, all that crap stopped.
No, it didn't. That's right. Anyway, yeah, you know, it's just been less than half of the people.
Ask him how Leonard got an HT. He got an HT. A license. We've been Leonard. Ask him how he's all programmed up. They wouldn't know how or in these cuts. So ask how they got. What would you hand people that aren't licensed? Why?
Right again, Bob. Can't hear you.
It's part of what I'm trying to tell you.
Try it again, Paul. Can't hear you.
I can decipher it.
Stay off the radio, Hubble, with your CB man, and come fix your problems in person if that's what you want to do.
Make sure everybody listens. Tomorrow episode is going to be a good one for sure. Get your copy and your seat next to the fire. Get ready, man, for Paul Biddy Radio.
Sounds like it's Hubble Radio, really, to be honest with you. Nile, while I was out here, your buddy chimed in and tried to be very docile, and then went out. Hubble Radio. Hubble and Eli Radio and their cast of characters.
Point out the truth, you might get heckled.
Let's see, okay, get it while you can.
6 a.m. is too late. I'm already at work by 6 a.m. Try 5:30. Can't even get that right.
And you'll do nothing or die trying. Sure, like you, right? Got some nice lip gloss for you. Get old, right?
Whoever was saying that sounded like they were talking to Leonard, but Hubble seems to be taking claim to that. Is he lying?
Can't even really make it out. It sounds like a garbled mess.
Yeah, but whoever that was talking to Leonard. I recognize Leonard's voice. That guy said something bad about Leonard's daughter, but Scott seems to be taking ownership of that.
That was straight up your voice, and yeah, that was a recording talking about Leonard's daughter, but you did also say it to me that you're going to fuck my daughter, there's nothing you can do about it. And I have that one recorded.
Well, that's not the one being played now, is it?
No, but that's you, Blitty, talking to Leonard, telling him that you're going to butt-fuck his daughter. And you did say it to me, and I do have the recording.
You should hear the recording to you I have. But I guarantee you don't have me talking bad here. You don't have me talking bad here, Hubble, but I have them with you.
That's all right. Your life is 51st stage every day. You know, yeah, you come up here and act all innocent, you know, like you didn't do nothing. But see, we all know the truth, Paul. We all know the truth.
I don't acknowledge the truth, and I admit there are a lot of scumbags on SCB radio, and trust me, you and your buddies are a lot of them.
How does that thing go on? It proves my point time and time again.
The fact is, he doesn't want, he wants to make me look like the bad guy, like I started this war between him. Him and me. The fact is, he talked bad about my granddaughter in the background, right? He got called out for it because you cannot disguise that voice. And then he tried lying about it. Higher.
Rasmus?
That's WCAD. Go ahead. What's that? At WCAD, you won't ID, I'll ID for you. Go ahead.
Who the hell said I got to like you? What law is there say I got to like you? Want to stand up in front of my face and ask a damn fool ass question like that?
Anyway, did Sam get everything all set?
And I'm going to point, and not Scott Hubble, or Alex Barr, or Eli Sample, or Steve Horton, or Jeff Zemeckis, or Leonard, or Rod, are going to...
Worst
thing that happened is he, particularly, Sample bringing his son here, and then it's spiderweb. First thing that ever happened here. And we said it, he got a lot for us, didn't we, Mike? We said this was going to happen. We predicted. That it would be playing recordings on the radio and jamming 24 hours a day. Don't get it. You cannot sustain this type of activity out here. Some of you are going to fall, and some of you ain't going to have ham license after it's all done.
Some people think they're immune to the subject. It's a hand.
I'm sorry. Who's that back there? What the heck are you talking about?
Want to trash this with a bunch of CD crap there, Mike. That's what they want to do. And I think I know who that is playing these recordings now. There's a couple of them in there, but I know who that guy is. He's the guy out here cussing last week sometime, too, telling people they're full of something.
Maybe he's full of scat.
They're all hiding off 5-9. They're going somewhere else to talk. Discord coordinating to there.
You know, even before you came out here, they were doing that stuff. Nowhere.
Well, we're going to see how it all pans out, Mike, real soon. Who's the guys that involved the FCC, Mike? Seems like they need them involved on them now. That's what I believe. We're going to let them trash this thing because it's what they've been doing, hot and heavy. So they can continue. We'll see how long it lasts for. There's always an ending to everything, Mike. Always. All right. WSHM 730.
All right, we'll catch you tomorrow. WRWB.
Oh, did those two guys stop fighting with each other? Thank God.